Federal health authorities appear to be getting close to recommending a vaccine against potentially fatal meningitis B. In 2013, the disorder made national news after outbreaks at two U.S. universities with around 10 confirmed cases. None of those were fatal. A vaccine for three key strains of bacterial meningitis has been available in the United States for some time. But for a host of reasons, it's taken longer to develop and approve and recommend a vaccine for meningitis B. Our next guest has been active in the fight against this disease since it claimed the life of her 19-year-old daughter in 2013. Emily Stillman was attending Kalamazoo College at the time. Alicia Stillman has since created a foundation that works to raise awareness and fight the disease. Next week, Alicia Stillman will appear before a CDC immunization panel where she will urge universal recommendation of a recently developed meningitis B vaccine. Alicia Stillman, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Europe and Canada and Australia all have approved a vaccine that prevents the strain that took Emily's life, meningitis B. Talk to us a bit about why a vaccine has not been recommended here in the United States yet.
Well, first of all, it was later in coming because it was more difficult. My understanding is, scientifically, it was more difficult to pinpoint the bacteria and find a way to attack the bacteria in a vaccine. So it was later in coming than the conjugate vaccine, which we've had for many years. But then when it was developed, other countries adopted it before it came here. I believe it had to do with both money and politics. The, you know, relatively speaking, it is a rare disease, but when it is your child, when there is one child who dies, it might as well be a million. To me, that is a public health crisis.
This is always a complicated process, it would appear, to get a vaccine approved and into use. It has, apparently, a meningitis B vaccine has been approved, but now the process, the part of the process we're at right now is it needs recommendation, and we are getting closer to that recommendation. What's been happening recently here that you can tell us about?
Sure. So in 2013, when we had two outbreaks, two large university outbreaks, people turned to the FDA and said, so what are we going to do about this? And the FDA was really left standing there with their pants down, so to speak. They had no vaccine at the time. So they brought in a non-FDA approved vaccine for use in the situation at these two universities. And they even went one step further, and they used it the following fall for incoming freshmen at Princeton University. But again, that vaccine was not yet approved in the United States, so people couldn't get their hands on it. The two pharmaceutical companies that had created a vaccine then submitted to the FDA officially for in an accelerated release program. And Pfizer's drug Trumenba, and no, it was Novartis at that time, which is now GSK's drug Bexsero, is now approved. One was approved at the end of 2014 and one at the very beginning of 2015 for use in the United States. It is approved and licensed under the accelerated release program for ages 10 to 25. Once a vaccine is approved, it then goes to the CDC, to a committee called the ACIP committee, and they are tasked with the recommendation. How will that vaccine be used? When they met in February, the recommendation was to use the vaccine in two scenarios. One in the case of a patient with an immune deficiency, and the other being in the case of an outbreak. My issue with that recommendation was that, number one, my daughter didn't have an immune deficiency in any way, shape, or form. She was just unlucky. And then the other issue is to use it in the case of an outbreak is like buckling your seatbelt when you're already in the middle of an accident. It's just not enough and not soon enough and not enough.
Well, what specifically will you be recommending to the ACIP committee when you appear before it next week?
I want universal approval. I want universal recommendation. I want all 10 to 25-year-olds. I want it to be able to get this vaccine. I want it to be a part of the vaccine schedule for our young people so that they are protected.
We're talking with Alicia Stillman of West Bloomfield, mother of the late Emily Stillman, who in 2013 died of bacterial meningitis at the age of 19. She is urging the approval of a vaccine, or the recommendation of a vaccine, I should say, for the disorder, and is a founder of the Emily Stillman Foundation. Let's talk about some of the work you've done in this foundation, because you've done an awful lot just in the last couple of years. You've done more than lobby federal officials. You've organized bus trips to Canada where Americans get the shot. How did that unfold?
Well, that unfolded because at that time I had a high school senior who was going, I knew already, accepted to the University of Michigan, and there was no way in a million years that I was going to move another child of mine into a dormitory environment. Now, I want to clarify and say that meningococcal disease is absolutely not just a college disease. But our college community, we know, our college communities are very much at risk because of their lifestyle. It's because we know they will share eating utensils. We know they will share water bottles. We know that they may have multiple kissing partners. And because of that, and in addition to that, they let their immune system get a little bit, run down. And because of that, they are in a high-risk category. But I don't want to insinuate in any way that it is a college disease, because it's not. At that time, I was going to be moving my son into a dorm, and I knew that Canada had already approved the vaccine. This is before it was approved in the United States, so it wasn't approved or legal here. So I organized bus trips, and I took entire families across the border over and over again so that they could receive these vaccines and they could get protected.
Mm-hmm. I wish we had more time. Share the website and the Facebook page here if our listeners would like to know more about your work.
Okay. We are at www.foreveremily.org, and the Facebook page is the Emily Stillman Foundation.
Well, you're off to appear before the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, that's ACIP, in Atlanta next week. Our guest has been Alicia Stillman of West Bloomfield, mother of the late Emily Stillman, who died in 2013 of bacterial meningitis, and she is urging the recommendation of a vaccine for the disorder of meningitis B, and is founder of the Emily Stillman Foundation. Thank you, Alicia. Good luck.
Thank you very much.